主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with all of you.
今天晚上呢，来谈谈主耶稣是天国王。
Tonight we're going to study Jesus, the King of the Heavenly Kingdom.
接下来配合我们读经进度，我们在读马太福音。
And this is also according to our Bible study progress. Right now we are in the book of Matthew.
我们这个月要把马太福音读完，所以呢，用这个机会跟大家来介绍一下这卷书，然后一些重点，我们在读的时候就可以掌握主要的信息。
And this month we'll be finishing the book of Matthew. That's why I wanted to have an introduction of the book of Matthew as long, and also to talk about some of the key points.
在主耶稣传福音的时代呢，其实有很多人在后来写了很多所谓的福音书。
During the time Lord Jesus Christ was preaching in the world, many people also write about the gospel, the book of the gospel.
在主耶稣被钉十字架、复活升天以后，从主后四十年以后，就有许多所谓的福音书在门徒当中流传。
After Lord Jesus, he was crucified, then resurrected. 40 years after he passed away, there were many gospel books among the apostles.
就是后来教会早期教会里面有很多人，后来有些人写了一些福音，比如说有所谓的巴拿巴福音。
And in the early people, during the early church's time, there are some people that wrote the book of the Barnabas.
还有称为彼得福音的。
And also there is also a gospel of Peter.
还有所谓的犹大福音。
And also the gospel of Judah.
有很多很多，据这个学者他们研究，当时候有大概有二三十本所谓的福音书了。
And at the time, there were about 20 to 30 this kind of books.
但是后来经过考察验证之后，只有四本福音书被公认是圣灵感动，神启示他的信徒、他的门徒所写下来的主耶稣基督的记录。
But after people studied all these books, only four of them were proven to be are the movement of the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，作者本身是确实的、确实的人。
That the author of these books, the are real people.
他所写的信息是真的是主耶稣在世传福音的时候所讲过、所做过的。
And the messages that's recorded in these books is indeed the deeds and also the words from Lord Jesus Christ.
那他里面所传达的信息基本上都是跟救恩有直接关系的。
And the message that's recorded in these books are also related to salvation.
所以后来马太、马可、路加、约翰这四本福音书就被认为是正典，就是被编在现在的圣经里。
So later on, the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they were considered as canon, and they were being put into the Bible.
那这个福音书，他们在因为主要是在写主耶稣基督的生平、他的教训、他在世上的一些记录。
The gospel book mainly recorded the life of Jesus Christ and also his teaching.
他当时候形成，主要是因为一开始是主耶稣用讲的，讲给他的门徒听的。
At first, Jesus will converse with this.Apostles.
主耶稣他当时候并没有写书，所以主耶稣所有的信息都是用嘴巴讲。
During Jesus' time, he did not write any book, so all the messages were from he said it.
那主耶稣其实用了很多很容易明白的比喻啊，或者是一些话呢，很容易就让人家记起来了。
Lord Jesus also used many parables that's easy for people to record.
比如说在《使徒行传》二十章里面，主耶稣讲一句话，他说：“施比受更有福。”
For instance, in the book of Acts, chapter 20, there he said that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
那这句话当时候福音书里面的作者他们就没有把它写下来。
However, the authors of the Gospels they did not record this phrase.
但当时候他们是在流传的，所以后来《使徒行传》你看在写的时候，路加他就把它记下来，保罗就提出来了，表示说这句话当时候其实在流传的。
But this phrase became a very well-known phrase at their time. So when the book of Acts has recorded this phrase later on,
保罗讲的
Paul also mentioned this phrase as well.
那所以当时候主耶稣用了一些话，比如说那个他说生病的人哦才需要医生，那没有生病就用不着医生。
Lord Jesus Christ also said only the sick will need a doctor. Those who were not sick, they do not need a doctor.
所以人子来是要拯救那个罪人。
And that's why
不是要拯救义人。
The Son of Man comes to save the sinners, not to save the righteous.
然后主耶稣也讲过，你看他说那个他来了，就好像现在是新的时代， 这个新酒要装在新皮袋里面，不可以把新酒装在旧皮袋里。
And Lord Jesus Christ also said the new wine should be put in the new wine sacks, not the old one.
所以没有人把那个新布补在旧衣服上。
Therefore, no one will put a new cloth on the old sacks.
所以主耶稣当时候他是用口传，然后门徒其实他使徒他们都听到，他们也记住很多主耶稣讲过 的道理。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he passed these lessons orally, and his disciples were the one that recorded it.
那所以当使徒他们去传福音的时候，他们其实也都重复主耶稣讲的信息而已啊，就是口传。
So when the apostles they preached the gospel, they just orally passed down these messages they received from Lord Jesus Christ.
你看使徒他们出去传福音了，他们怎么讲都不会离开耶稣所做过的事。
So when apostles when they preach the gospel, they will always talk about the doings of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们的讲的话一直重复主耶稣讲的信息嘛，一直讲，所以很多人都听过，然后他们越讲越熟悉。
So they continue, they repeatedly pass on the message of Lord Jesus Christ.
后来就是变成口传资料了。
So this becomes some information that people receive orally.
那等到这口传的这一代第一代的这个使徒，他们渐渐都过去了，都过世了以后，现在大家就有人就觉得要把他们所讲过的话把它记录下来。
However, after the first generation of the apostle passed away, people started to think that they have to record these messages down.
所以从使徒他们逐渐过世以后，有一些人就写书，所以像马太、跟约翰福音这个都是主耶稣的门徒所写的。
And before these apostles passed away, such as Matthew and Mark
and John,
and these books were written by the apostles.
然后马可跟路加呢，就是这个就是跟使徒有关系的，在使徒应该是说使徒的门生他们后面的人所接下来所写出来的。
And Mark and Luke were written by the students of the apostles.
所以基本上从主后六十年到一百年之间呢，这四本福音书基本上都已经被写成了。
So starting from 60 to 100 AD, these four gospel books were written about during that time.
那当时候这个四本福音书就流传到现在，其中以马太福音最被人所熟悉，也最多人在读的。
And these gospel books stay with us until today. And the book of Matthew was one of the very well-known gospel.
那个马太、马可、路加三卷福音书叫做所谓的对观福音，因为它三卷书是有相关的。
And Matthew, Mark, and Luke, these three books, they related to each other.
特别是马太福音跟马可福音有很多重叠相似的地方。
And especially between the book of Matthew and Mark, they have a lot of similar places.
那马太跟路加也有许多相似的。
And Matthew and Luke also have some same messages.
路加跟马可也有一些共同点，就是共同都有记录的。
And Luke and Mark, they also recorded similar incidents.
所以当时候这些圣经的学者他们认为呢，马可福音应该是最先写出来的，因为它的用词最简单，然后它本身呢，它的描述呢也是没有特别经过修饰的，它是记录主耶稣当时的他的事迹，他的生平。
And they considered the book of Mark were the book that's written the first.
然后马太福音跟路加福音呢，基本上都有参考马可福音的资料。
And book Matthew and
马可跟路加
and Mark and Luke they also take references.
所以那当然他们在马可福音在路加福音他们在写的时候，他们都还有另外的资料他们可以参考。
And during the time Mark and Luke were written, there is also some references book.
所以马太福音跟路加福音他们另外有他们的资料了，所以有一些像马太福音跟路加福音有一些记录就是马可福音没有的。
So there are also some recording that's recorded in both of Matthew and Mark, but Luke didn't have the book of Luke didn't record it.
那所以其实那个各卷福音书因为他们现在四卷福音书各一卷都每一卷都有它的重点，它要表达的重点。
And each gospel book have their own key point.
它有一些它要介绍主耶稣是谁这个主题。
And it's introducing who is Lord Jesus Christ.
那这四个福音书里面最特殊的就是约翰福音，因为应该约翰福音是最后才写成的。
And out of these four gospel books, the book of John is the most special and is written the last.
那应该是 在约翰福音著作的时候已经有写成这三个福音书，所以基本上约翰他就没有再重复主耶稣基督他这些他们福音三个福音书所写过的东西了。
And the book of John did not have same recording as the previous three gospel books.
但是又为了配合当时候有些异端在传播呢，所以特别强调主耶稣基督是神的儿子，他的神性。
But because of the heresy at the time, the book of John emphasized on the divine nature of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以四个福音书基本上它不是所谓的重复的书，它是各卷有各卷它的重要性，所以每一卷书都很重要。
And each of these gospel books are very important. They emphasize their own they have their own key points.
那马太呢？马太福音，因为他这个作者就是主耶稣的使徒，马太是当税吏的，当时候在马太福音里面称为利未。
And the book of Matthew was written by Lord Jesus Christ's apostle, and he was the tax collector called Levi.
那后来就变成就是。那名字是马太的，那所以我们现在的马太福音呢就是使徒所写的。
And his name was Matthew, and this was written by the apostle Matthew.
他当时候的作者主要的对象是要写给犹太人的。
And this book is for the Jews.
那当时候当然因为他这个到底确实是什么时间呢，什么时候写成的，我们并没有办法很肯定说哪一年，但是基本上应该是从主后六十年到九十年之间都有可能，就是看从哪个角度去查考它的来源呢。
We do not know the exact time year that it's been written, but we know it's about from AD 60 to 90.
那他主要要强调主耶稣基督就是那个弥赛亚，就是神所预定的那个救主。
And this book is emphasizing that Lord Jesus Christ is the Messiah and is the promised one, the Savior.
他这卷书的重点在强调耶稣就是君王。
And this is emphasizing that Lord Jesus Christ is the King.
那因为马太福音他现在是新约一开始第一卷书，他是旧约跟新约的衔接点。旧约之后马上接下去马太福音是有他特殊的用意为什么这样编排
？And Matthew is the first book of the New Testament, so it is like a connection point between the Old Testament to the New Testament.
不管从他的信息的内容以及他所强调重点都很符合作为新约跟旧约的桥梁。
And because of this message, and this is very appropriate to have this book as a bridge between the Old and New Testament.
那这一卷书在强调主耶稣基督他是王的身份，他是君王。
And this book is emphasizing that Lord Jesus Christ has the status as a king.
我们现在来看马太福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
一开始在讲家谱。
And at first, it's talking about the genealogy.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
And it's talking about the Jesus Christ, son of David, the son of Abraham.
所以他强调耶稣是大卫的后裔，是当王的后裔。
So this over here emphasized that Jesus Christ is the descendant of King David.
所以他就是王位的继承人。
So that he's also the successor of the king.
看二章第一节。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
二章第一节说，当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
你看，耶稣是生在伯利恒了。
So Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
这个伯利恒是大卫的故乡。
And Bethlehem is also the birthplace of David.
所以他从大卫跟大卫同一个系统出来，就是大卫的后裔就对了。
So Lord Jesus Christ, he's the descendant of King David.
好，然后那个这些东方来的博士呢，他们要拜谁
？And these wise men from the east, they wanted to worship. Who do they want to worship?
第二节说，那生下来做犹太人的王在哪里呢？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
And verse 2 saying.Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
好，所以你看东方的这几个智慧者呢，他们现在来的是要来拜犹太人的王。
So the wise men from the east, they came to this place. They wanted to worship the king of the Jews.
那所以我们现在看二十一章啊。
Let's turn to the chapter 21.
二十一章。
Chapter 21.
第五节。
Verse 5.
这是主耶稣基督骑着驴驹进耶路撒冷的时候。
This time, Lord Jesus, he was on a donkey and entering to Jerusalem.
第四节说，这事成就是要应验先知的话，说。
Verse 4, oh, this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying.
第五节，第五，要对西安的居民说，看啊，你的王来到这，你这里是温柔的，是又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey.
所以主耶稣基督是以王的身份进入耶路撒冷。
So Lord Jesus, he entered into Jerusalem as with the status of a king.
然后主耶稣基督呢，他将来哈，他要坐在荣耀，他要再来坐在荣耀的宝座上审判世人哈。
In the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, he will be on the throne of heaven and to judge the world.
看二十五章。
Chapter 25.
二十五章看第三十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 31.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上。
31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory.
所以你看，主耶稣基督他是要坐荣耀的宝座，是王。
The Lord Jesus Christ is a king. He will be sitting on the throne of his glory.
好，那最后他被钉十字架的时候呢，他被写了一个名号，看二十七章。
Let's go to chapter 27 when he was crucified.
二十七章看第三十七节。二十七章三十七节。
Chapter 27, verse 37.
好，又在他头椅上按了一个牌子，写着他的罪状，说这是犹太人的王耶稣。
37, and they put up over his head accusation written against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.
那这些重点呢，都在证明呢，他这卷书它的主题就是要强调耶稣就是天国的，他是君王啊，是王。
And all these verses recorded is emphasizing that Jesus Christ, he is the King.
然后在这个马太福音里面呢，我们在读的时候会特别看到一个名词常常出现，就是所谓的天国。
And we were studying the book of Matthew.The word heavenly occurred many times.
主耶稣在讲教训的时候，他的主题基本上都在讲天国的事。
When Lord Jesus he was teaching people, he always emphasized on the heavenly kingdom.
所以耶稣他就是天国的王，就是为什么主题是这样子。
And that's because Lord Jesus Christ he's the king of the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣他在树上传福音的时候，在马太福音呢，特别强调在两个地方啊，强调他所做的三件事。
And when Lord Jesus he is teaching in the world, he emphasized the three things that he did in two places.
我们现在看马太福音第四章。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第二十三节。
Verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
所以主耶稣走遍各地方，在加利利这个地方，三件事，第一个，在会堂里教训人。
So Jesus, when he went about Galilee, the first thing he did is teaching.
在会堂里面哦。
He's teaching in the synagogues.
他通常都会特别强调主耶稣是在安息日的时候进会堂。
And the book also emphasized that Jesus will enter into the synagogue during the Sabbath.
好，第二件事情就是传天国的福音。
And the second thing he did is he preached the gospel of the kingdom.
第三件就是医治百姓各样的病。
And the third thing is healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people.
我们就看到说，主耶稣他传达的信息就是天国的福音。
So the message he preached is about heavenly kingdom.
他一开始出来宣，一开始出来传福音的时候，他第一次的宣告就是天国近了，你们要悔改。
And the first thing that he preached is the heavenly kingdom is near. You should repent.
所以在第四章十七节呢，主耶稣就传起福音来，传起道来，就说了天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In chapter 4, verse 17, the time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
我们现在在看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
第九章，看三十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 35.
三十五节说，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
35, then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这一节跟四章的二十三节呢, 基本上是一模一样的。
So this verse is very similar as the one recorded in chapter 4, verse 23.
这三件事, 在会堂教训人, 宣讲天国的福音, 医治各样病症, 就是主耶稣工作的重点。
And these three things is his focus, teaching in the synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness.
那这种各样的病症呢, 就包括被鬼附着, 所以主耶稣有权柄赶出那个撒旦魔鬼。
And every sickness, including cast out demons. So Lord Jesus Christ, he hold the authority of casting out demons.
在圣经里面, 特别在福音书里面, 都会强调, 有些人被鬼附着, 生病了, 所以把那个鬼赶出去病就好了，所以主耶稣的医病包括指引他，他是天国王的权柄。
So some people they were sick, and after Lord Jesus cast out the demon, their sickness was also healed. So Jesus he carried this kind of authority.
所以这个主耶稣基督他传天国的福音呢，他的主题，他重点都在这里。
So this is the focus, the keys when he preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
那在马太福音这一卷书里面，因为他的他 写的对象就是写给犹太人的，所以犹太人他们对旧约圣经是很熟的。And
the book of Matthew is written for is targeted for Jews.
那所以呢，在马太福音呢，特别强调耶稣基督呢，他就是旧约圣经所预言弥赛亚的应验，就是耶稣基督应验经上所记的。And
this and Jews they know the Bible very well. So in the book of Matthew is saying that Lord Jesus Christ he's the Messiah that's prophesied. In the Testament,
这个整卷马太福音里面至少有十五到十六个地方在特别强调耶稣基督就是旧约圣经里面的预言，预言他的各样的事情实现的啊，都特别讲他应验的。So
in the book of Matthew, there were about 15 to 16 places that's emphasizing Lord Jesus Christ. He's the prophesied Messiah.
哦，然后那个这一卷马太福音呢，是四卷福音书里面引用旧约经文最多的一卷。
And among the four gospel book, the book of Matthew is the one that used a lot of Old Testament the references from Old Testament.
你如果把它算一算呢，一共有93个地方它引用旧约圣经。
And there are total 93 verses that's reference from the Old Testament.
那因为主耶稣他是那个早在旧约时代就已经被预言的人物，他现在实现了以后啊，那个马太福音呢特别强调。 这个就是经上所说的应验。我们现在来看几个例子。And
in the book of Matthew, there are many places that emphasize that Jesus Christ, he was the prophesied one in the Old Testament.
我们看第一章。Let's
go to chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1.
第一章的第22节。Verse
22.
主耶稣的出生是由童女玛利亚生下来的，这个就是经上预言的实现。That
a virgin shall be with a child, and this is a fulfillment from the prophecy.
22节说这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
22, so that this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophets.
23节说有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
这个是以赛亚书7章14节的应验呢。
And this is reference from Isaiah chapter 7.
好，我们现在 verse 13. 对，14节。
verse 14.
现在看2章第6节。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 6.
2章第6节，他们回答说，在犹大犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说，第6节说，犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来，牧养我民以色列。
In Bethlehem of Judea, for this it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the ruler of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
这在应验主耶稣基督他是在伯利恒降生的。
And this is the fulfillment that Lord Jesus Christ will be born in Bethlehem.
这是在弥迦书5章2节的预言。
And it's recording Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
那你看 再看第二章的第十五节。
Let's go to chapter 2, verse 15.
主耶稣他不是跑到那个逃难到埃及去吗？
And over here, Lord Jesus, he escaped to Egypt.
第十五节
Verse 15,
住在那里直到西利死了，这是要应验主借先知所说的话，说我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
15, and was there unto the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I called my son.
这是在何西亚书十一章第一节的预言。
And it is recorded in Hosea chapter 11, verse 1.
我们现在看第二章的第二十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 23.
到了一座城，名叫拿撒勒，就住在那里。这是要应验先知所说的，他将要称为拿撒勒人的话了。
23, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called Nazarene.
在二十三节这一节呢，我们并没有办法直接找到旧约圣经里面的。
We cannot directly find a verse that's referenced in the Old Testament.
那这个有可能跟以赛亚书五十三章第二节跟第三节那个主的仆人有关系的。
But this is related to Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 2-3.
但也有可能因为是要应验先知所说的，也有可能是先知所说过的话语。但是没有被当时收录在旧约圣经里面。
But it's also possible that it's a message by the prophet, but did not recorded in the Bible.
但是就马太福音他当时的认知呢，耶稣称为拿撒勒人耶稣是应验先知所说的，表示先知曾经这样预言过。
But from this verse, you can see, it was once prophesied that Jesus should be called Jesus of Nazarene.
我们现在看第四章。
Let's go to chapter 4.
第四章的第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节，我们看第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。十四节，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。那所以这一段就是预言主耶稣基督哈。你看他是在那个海边传福，在加利利的海边传福音的，拿弗他利地跟那个西布伦地。
And these verses fulfill the prophecy of the prophet that Lord Jesus will preach by the sea, which is near Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以那个第十五节就是西布伦地、拿弗他利地啊，这就是沿海的路，约旦河外邦人的加利利地。
Verse 15, and the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.
十六节说，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光。坐在死荫之地的人有光，发现照着他们。
The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned.
这就是以赛亚书九章的预言的实现。
And this is the fulfillment that's recorded in Isaiah chapter 9.
主耶稣就是那个大光。
That Lord Jesus Christ, he is that great light.
要照亮坐在死荫之地的人。
And who the light was shone on those.That's sitting in the shadow of death.
那主耶稣基督他到处行神迹医治病人嘛哈。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he also performed many miracles and healed many sicknesses.
我们现在看第八章。
Let's go to verse chapter 8.
第八章的十七节。
Chapter 8, verse 17.
这是我们现在我们第十七节说，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
17, that it might be fulfilled.Which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses.
因为主耶稣他到处医好病人，解决他们的困难。
Because Lord Jesus Christ, He healed many and solved many people's trouble.
那特别都会在马太福音里面，他会特别强调主耶稣他那医病的权柄。
And the book of Matthew also emphasized the authority of Lord Jesus Christ healing other people's sickness.
那主耶稣讲一句话。
That He will say one word.
所以。你看到第十六节那里说，到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附着的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去了，并好治好了一切有病的人。
That's why in verse 16 here recorded, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon possessed, and he cast out the spirit with a word.
主耶稣基督他担当我们的疾病，他代替我们的软弱。
That Lord Jesus Christ, he bear our infirmities and sicknesses.
这是以赛亚书五十三章第四节的预言实现。
And this was recorded in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4.
那他就是这个先知预言的这个人哦，然后他是用一句话哈，所以你看那个八章的八节也是一样哦，那个百夫长啊，他也是相信说主啊，你只要讲一句话，我的仆人就会好了。
And this is a fulfillment from the Old Testament. And just like chapter 8, verse 8, Lord Jesus Christ, he healed the person with one word.
然后我们现在看第十二章。
Let's go to chapter 12.
第十二章，我们看第十七节。
Chapter 12, verse 17.
十二章十七节，这是要应验以先知以赛亚的话说：“看哪、啊，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。”
17 That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 18 Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will declare justice to the Gentiles.
那这一段信息从十七节到二十一节，基本上就是以赛亚书四十二章一到三节的引用，直接引用了。
And this is the directly reference from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1-3.
哦，这个就是主耶稣基督，他是神的仆人。
And here is emphasizing Lord Jesus Christ. He's a servant of God.
主耶稣是温和的，他不是那个到处去喧嚷的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he's a very gentle person.
那他是充满怜悯心的。
And he's also filled with compassion.
哦，所以这个是先知预言的那一个神的仆人要来拯救世人的啊，是应验的。
And this is prophesized by the prophet that this person will come to save us.
那另外呢，在二十一章我们刚刚读过的，主耶稣娶了女子进耶路撒冷城。
And also in chapter 21, Lord Jesus, he was rode on a donkey, entered into Jerusalem.
我们现在看一节二十六章。
Let's go to chapter 26.
二十六章的三十一节。
Verse 31.
二十六章三十一节。
26, verse 31.
那时，耶稣对他们说：“今夜你们为我的缘故都要跌倒，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。”
31 And Jesus said to them, All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
主耶稣要被钉十字架，被抓去钉十字架，被击打了。
And Lord Jesus Christ, he will be captured, he will be crucified, and he will be struck.
门徒都会跑光光了。
And his apostles will all scattered.
这个就是撒迦利亚书十三章第七节的应验。
And this is Zechariah chapter
13,
verse 7.
所以主耶稣基督 他自己说他就是这个经上所记的应验。
And Lord Jesus Christ himself declared that this is the fulfillment of the prophecy.
那看二十七章。
Let's go to chapter 27.
二十七章的第九节。
27 verse 9.
二十七章九节。
27 verse 9.
主耶稣是被犹大用三十块钱把他卖掉的了。
AndJesus, he was sold by Judah with 30 pieces of silver.
第九节说，这就应验了先知耶利米的话，说他们用那三十块钱，就是被固定之人的价钱，是以色列人中所固定的。
Nine, then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, They took the 30 pieces of silver, the value of him who was priced, whom they of the children of Israel priced.
第十节说买了窑户的一块田，就是照着主所吩咐我的。
Verse 10, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord directed me.
那这里所谓的先知耶利米的话，这里应该是指着撒迦利亚先知的话了。这是应该是在圣经里面的，他们在抄写的时候的笔误。
And over here saying this was spoken by Jeremiah, but it might be a mistake. This might be from the same place of Zechariah.
因为这个是在撒迦利亚书十一章十二节到十三节里面所记载的。
Because this is recording Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12 to 13.
所以这个就是主耶稣基督，他是那个旧约圣经里面预言一再实现的，一再证明耶稣就是那个弥赛亚救主。
And all these verses are prophecy from the Old Testament once again proving that Lord Jesus Christ he is the Messiah.
那主耶稣他是天国的王哦，他现在因为他虽然作者是写给犹太人哦，但是他主耶稣并不是要来只有做犹太人的王。你看他当时候那个牌子是写说犹太人的王嘛。
And Lord Jesus Christ he is the King of the Heavenly Kingdom, and this book was directed to Jews, but he is not only the King of the Jews.
主耶稣其实是要来拯救全人类的。
Because Lord Jesus, he came to save the people of the world.
我们来看回来主耶稣的家谱啊。
Let's go back to the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的家谱里面提到有两个外邦人。
In the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ, there were two Gentiles.
而且都是女性啊，女人。
And both of them are women.
我们看第五节。
Let's go to verse 5.
基本上 这个家谱里面有三个妇人，就是第三节说犹大从他玛士生法勒斯和谢拉。
And among the genealogy, there were three women. First one's recording verse 3. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar.
哦，这是从他玛士，特别强调这个犹大这件事情。
And here recorded emphasized on this incident, Tamar.
第五节说撒门从拉合士生波阿斯。
And verse 5, Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab.
好，那波阿斯从路德士生俄贝德。
And Boaz begot Obed by Ruth.
啊，这三个都是妇人。
Oh, these are women.
所以拉合、路德这个都是外邦人。
So both Rahab and Ruth, they were Gentiles.
但是他们现在都进入了耶稣基督的家谱里面。
But they were also recorded in the genealogy of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以其实当时候主耶稣基督哦，这个他们在写家谱的时候，他已经预告了耶稣基督，他其实早在旧约预言的时候就已经设下这个救恩的计划，连外邦人都要被带进主耶稣基督的国度里面来。
So this is telling us that the plan of salvation is already included Gentiles.
主耶稣基督他就是预言中的那个救主，要让万国得福的，是神应许亚伯拉罕的预言。
And Lord Jesus Christ, He is the prophecy. He is the Savior, the one that God spoken to Abraham.
你看二十二章，创世纪二十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 22.
这是当亚伯拉罕献儿子以撒之后啊，那个神在天上跟他说的。
And this is what God said to Abraham when He offered His son.
啊，二十二章，我们现在看第十八节。
22:18.
那并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
18. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice.
所以万国必因你的后裔得福，这个是其实指的是耶稣基督，预言耶稣基督的。
So here, all nations shall be blessed by you, and this is the prophecy of coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督啊，他基本上其实要来救所有的人类，凡相信的都要得救。
Therefore, all those who believe in Lord Jesus Christ will be saved.
因此你在马太福音里面看到，当时候主耶稣啊，曾经哦两次很用力的称赞两个外邦人，说你们是大有信心的。
Therefore, in the book of Matthew, they can see there are two incidents when Lord Jesus Christ he greatly praised two Gentiles, saying that you are with great faith.
就是说，这样的信心即使在这个犹太人当中哦，以色列人当中看不到。
And he said, this kind of faith, even among Israelites, there is nowhere to be found.
看马太福音第八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音八章的第十节。
Matthew chapter 8, verse 10.
这里耶稣听见就稀奇，对那跟从的人说，我是在告诉你们，这么大的信心就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。
Verse 10. Lord Jesus, he marveled and said to those who followed, surely I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel.
这是对这个百夫长说的。
And he said this to the centurion.
那这个百夫长其实是基本上是个外邦人。
And this centurion, he was a Gentile.
他相信主耶稣只要讲一句话，他的仆人就好，不需要到他的家里去。
He believed Lord Jesus only need to speak a word. He doesn't even need to go to his house, that his servant will be healed.
哦，所以主耶稣就说，你看他这种的信心哦，以色列已经找不到了。
So Lord Jesus said, this kind of great faith, I cannot even find it in Israel.
那真的他因着信心，他所求的得成全。所以十三节主耶稣就跟百夫长说，你回去吧，你照着你的信心给你成全的，那时候他的仆人就好了。
In verse 13, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you.
我们就看到说，对主耶稣如果真的有信心的人会领受意外的恩典。
So you can see if a person truly have faith in Lord Jesus Christ, then they will receive blessing.
我们现在再看马太福音第十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
看第二十八节。
Verse 28.
这个是迦南的妇人哦，她要来求主耶稣医好她的女儿。
This is the woman from Canaan, and she pleaded Lord Jesus to heal her daughter.
因为她女儿被鬼附着很苦。
Because her daughter was in anguish and was possessed by demons.
但是主耶稣基本上给她三次的考验，这个都是很难通过的。
But Lord Jesus gave her very difficult test.
但是这个妇人呢，真的把她自己压到最，她觉得主耶稣用话语来考验她，她都通过。她觉得说，我如果是狗没关系。
But she passed, she put herself at a very lowly place, and she passed all three of these tests, and she said, even if I'm a dog, it's okay.
我只要能够吃你主人多桌上掉下来的碎渣那个零碎我就满足了。
And if I can just have those breadcrumbs that's on the floor, then I will be satisfied.
所以二十八节主耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那时候她的女儿就好了。
So verse 28, Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
所以我们看到这个外邦人哦，他们当时候对主耶稣一个单纯的相信啊，信心，他们都得到恩典。
Now we can see when these Gentiles they have innocent faith to our Lord Jesus Christ, they still receive blessing.
真的福音是要给那相信的人。
Therefore, the gospel is for those who believed.
那所以主耶稣他在交代他的门徒后来要去传福音的时候，特别强调要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
So when Lord Jesus he commanded his disciples to pass to preach the gospel to the nation.
我们现在看二十四章。
Let's go to chapter 24.
二十四章十四节
24 verse 14,
这个就成为我们的责任了。
And now this is our responsibility.
这天二十四章十四节说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come.
主耶稣要求要把这个天国的福音传遍天下。
And Lord Jesus commanded us that the gospel of the kingdom need to be preached to
all the world. 要对万民做见证。
And as a witness to all the nations.
所以所有的人不管是谁都要听到这个信息。
So all the people, no matter who they are, they have to hear this message.
等到主耶稣复活以后。
And after Lord Jesus, he was resurrected.
他讲了一次。
Then he also mentioned it once again.
看二十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 28.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
二十八章十九节。
28 verse 19.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵名给他们施洗。
19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
第二十节说，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
20. Teach them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
要使万民做我的门徒。
You have to make the all nations as my disciples.
这个就是主耶稣给我们的使命。
And this is the mission Lord Jesus entrusted us.
那做门徒是要遵守主耶稣的教训。
And to be a disciple is to one need to obey his commandments.
如果我们遵守教训，主耶稣就常与我们同在。
If we obey his teaching, then Lord Jesus will abide with us always.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of the age.
这个就是马太福音里面一些重要的主题了哈。
And these are some of the key message in the book of Matthew.
那马太其实也是唯一在四福音里面唯一一卷书提到教会这个名词的。
And among the four gospel books, the book of Matthew is the one that talk about the word church.
我们就看到说，你看他其实把这个天国的福音隐含在这个教会的使命里面的。
So we can see the gospel of the salvation of the heavenly kingdom.It's also a mission that's entrusted to the church.
教会一定要出去传福音，对万民做见证。
The church has to go out and preach.
那这个教会要建立，那这个教会要建立在耶稣基督这个磐石上。
And this church has to establish on this rock of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以马太福音十六章啊，我们在讲教会的时候绝对不会跳过去的。
And that's why every time when we talk about the truth about church, we'll talk about Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章十八节。
Matthew 16 verse 18.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
哦，所以这个教会呢是要主耶稣基督在主耶稣的磐石上，这个主耶稣基督的教训的根基上。
So this church has to be built on this foundation, this rock of Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣给教会权柄。
And Lord Jesus gave church authority.
你看，阴间的权柄不能够胜过。
Even the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it.
天国的钥匙给了教会。
And also, the key of the heavenly kingdom was given to the church.
在地上所捆绑的，天上也捆绑；在地上所释放的，天上也释放。
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
那这个既然是教会呢，就是一个那个。你看神所救赎的人组成的了。
And church is composed of the people that receive salvation.
那 那这个天国里面的人，大家应该要怎么样一起团契呢？
So how how should we fellowship?
我们现在看第
as the people that's chosen.
第十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 18.
好，第十八章，我们现在看第十九节。
Chapter 18, verse 19.
十九节说，我要告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
所以今天我们如果在教会里面，大家能够同心合意的哈。
So today, if in church we can live in unity.
那我们的祷告蒙神垂听。
And then our prayer will be heard by God.
二十节说，因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会。那里就有我与他们同在，在他们中间。
For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst of them.
所以教会这个就是主耶稣基督他的应许，对教会的应许。
So this is the promise that Lord Jesus Christ gave to the church.
所以这个是马太福音里面它很重要的一个重点，天国的福音，天国这个就是由教会来执行啊，这个主耶稣基督要做天国王这个信息这个使命。
And this is one of the key message.That the gospel of salvation will be passed out by the church.
那在这一卷书，这个马太福音里面有二十八章啊，基本上是所有的福音书里面最长的一卷书。
And the whole book of Matthew, there are 28 chapters, and it is one of the longest gospel book.
那我们如果因为很长，如果我们把它分个段落，我们就大概知道说这个几个重点啊。
And we can split them into parts, and then we'll understand some of the key passages.
基本上第一章跟第二章都是主耶稣基督要出来传福音的预备，就是他这个王要诞生的过程，然后他的整个预备过程就对了，前面两章。
And chapter 1 and 2 is the preparation before Lord Jesus Christ come.
这是救恩的预备。
And this is a preparation for the salvation.
然后从第三章开始呢。
And starting from first chapter 3.
基本上就是宣告天国的福音呢。
And it is to proclaiming the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
从施洗约翰开始，这个是在主耶稣前面预备道路那个人。
And starting from John the Baptist, and he was the one that prepared the way for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以三章到七章呢，就是天国的宣告。
And from chapter 3 to 7 is a proclamation of the heavenly kingdom.
那这里面从五章到七章，我们都知道所谓的登山宝训，这个就是天国的宪法。
And starting from chapter 5 to 7.Is the Sermon on the Mount is talking about the commandment of God?
那这个主耶稣讲的话讲完以后，他后面都会记他一个信息。那讲完这个宣告之后，他就有一句话会描述出来。
And at the conclusion of every proclamation, there will be a phrase.
看第七章二十八节。
Let's go to chapter 7, verse 28.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人就吸取他的教训。
28. When he had come to the other.
第七章 七章二十八节。
Chapter 7, verse 28. And so it was when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching.
主耶稣讲完了，所以前面的天国的宣告讲完之后，第八章以后就是另外一个段落了。
So this is the conclusion of his proclamation, and chapter 8 is a new beginning.
那八章到十章啊，这三章啊，这八九十三章啊。在讲主耶稣基督天国王的这个王的权柄。
And from chapter 8, 9, and 10, these three chapters were talking about the authority of Lord Jesus Christ as the heavenly king.
八章到九章里面呢，一共讲了十个神迹。
And from chapter 8 to 9, it recorded about 10 miracles.
那时候门徒就跟着主耶稣看呐，看他在行神迹的。
So that time, the apostles followed Lord Jesus Christ and saw all these miracles.
听主耶稣在讲道理。
And also, heard his teaching.
那听完之后，主耶稣派他们出去。
And after Lord Jesus Christ teach them, he sent them out.
好，就派他们出去。你看，主耶稣就吩咐他们要怎么样出去传福音。
He sent them out and tell them how to preach.
所以十一章第一节。
In chapter 11, verse 1.
耶稣吩咐完了十二个门徒，就离开那里，往各城去传道，教训人。
Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there.To teach and to preach in their cities.
主耶稣吩咐完之后，派他们出去。
So after Jesus finished commanding them, he sent them out.
去执行主耶稣基督所教务的这个使命。
He sent them out to practice the mission he entrusted upon them.
主耶稣也给他们权柄。
Then he also Lord Jesus Christ also gave them authority and
power. 然后从十一章到十三章里面，这个就是我们所看到在这个天国福音在传的时候的一个征战。
And from chapter 11 to 13 is that this battle when they were preaching the gospel.
然后主耶稣讲了天国的奥秘。
And Lord Jesus Christ also declared the mystery of the heavenly kingdom.
然后主耶稣讲了天国奥秘之后，第十三章的53节。
After he proclaimed the mystery of the heavenly kingdom in chapter in verse 52.
53节。
In verse 53.
耶稣说完了这些比喻，就离开那里了。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there.
所以这个就是又一个段落。你看，都是主耶稣说完了这些话之后，那下面另外一个段落开始。
And this is another division after he finished saying these teachings.
然后从十四章开始到第十九到第十八章呢。
And starting from chapter 14 to 18.
在讲天国的救赎。
It's talking about the salvation of the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣呢，讲了很多的教训。
And Lord Jesus Christ also imparted many teachings.
十九章的第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
耶稣说完了这些话，就离开加利利，来到犹太的境界约旦河外。
Now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these sayings that he departed from Galilee and came to the region of Judea beyond the Jordan.
这个就是又一个段落结束了，耶稣讲完了话了。
And this is another finish that he concluded with these words.
从十九章以后。
Starting from chapter 19 on.
主耶稣就准备要进耶路撒冷去接受这个十字架的苦刑。
Lord Jesus, he was about to enter into Jerusalem to take on the bitter cup of the cross.
但是主耶稣在这段期间里面讲了很多的他的比喻，末日的时候会发生的事情。
But during these times, he talked about many parables about what will happen in the end time.
所以十九章到二十五章，主耶稣讲的比喻里面很重要一点，就在讲天国的审判。
So from chapter 19.To 25, there were many parables about the end time, the judgment.
这里面他讲了好多好多的那个比喻啊。
So he talked about many parables in these chapters.
强调他会再来。
Emphasizing that he will come once
more. 他来的时候要审判。
And at his second coming, there will be judgment.
好，看二十六章第一节。
Let's go to chapter 26, verse 1.
二十六章第一节，耶稣说了这一切话，就对门徒说。
Verse 1, now it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these saying that he said to his disciples.
好，所以你看，这个就是他前面的信息讲完了。
So now, he finished his message.
接下去第二十六章开始到二十八章，就是主耶稣基督完成救恩，被钉十字架了。
And starting from verse 26 to 28 is when he finished the salvation that he was crucified.
所以基本上，这个我们如果按照这样来分的，就可以分成七个段落。
So if we divided the book and like this, there will be seven parts.
那前面。开始，后面结束，中间就是用五个段落，就是主耶稣讲完的这些话去分段的。
So there's one beginning and one end, and in between there were five parts.
那我们今天看的这些马太福音的这些中栏，我们就知道说，其实主耶稣是天国的王，我们就是他的子民。
So from the book of Matthew, we can learn that Lord Jesus Christ, He is the King of the heavenly kingdom, and we are His people.
我们现在跟随耶稣的，也是跟着他一起做王的。
Now, as follower of Lord Jesus Christ, we are also king with him.
我们就看到主耶稣他来到世上的要完成的工作，就是现在由我们要去完成。
And then we can see the work that he needed to complete right now as the work is entrusted on us.
所以，我们在读这一卷书的时候，我们一定要看到我们要宣讲天国的福音，这个工作有多么重要。
So when we studied this, we realized how important is our work to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
我们求主耶稣带领我们，让我们知道我们都是属王的。
And that's as Lord Jesus Christ to guide us to let us acknowledge that we are all king.
我们来看，我们再来唱诗。
We all belong to the king.
再来唱诗四百二十五首。
Let's sing 425.